أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear lovely sisters, welcome to another Iman Booster session by Ikna Sisters. We currently live in an era of information. This information age, also known as the computer age or digital age, my sisters, is the current modern age in which information has become a commodity. A commodity that is quickly and widely spread and easily available, especially through the use of computers. The World Wide Web gives us access to unlimited information through media and now more popular social media. I mean, come on, who isn't addicted to Facebook or WhatsApp these days? And with our handheld devices, the whole world is literally at our fingertips. We are bombarded with information that is overflowing incredibly quickly. According to a recent survey, people aged 16 to 29 spend the most time, which is 3 hours a day, on social networking platforms, while aged adults between 45 and 54 spend about 1 hour and 39 minutes each day. So we have to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of these social networking platforms? Is it to impart knowledge? Well, let's see. According to Dr. Muhammad Yunus, the purpose of acquiring knowledge from a secular point of view is very different than that from an Islamic one. According to him, in the secular point of view, knowledge is the recognition of proper places of things in the creation, whereas in Islam, knowledge is the recognition of the proper place of God. So this tells us that for a Muslim, all information or knowledge that he or she strives or spends time on should help them understand the proper place of Allah. Who is Allah? Why he created me? And what does he desire from me? So if we use this as a litmus test, we can easily sort information into that which is beneficial and that which is not. Now let's take a look at the two primary sources of our deen, the Quran and Sunnah. Quran discusses knowledge in many, many places. The word ilm, which means knowledge in Arabic, comes from the root letters Ayn, Lam, Mim, and it appears 854 times in the Quran in 14 derived forms. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word Allama, which means to teach knowledge, in the first revelation he sent to mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Alaq, which is Surah number 96, Ayat 4 and 5, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. The one who taught by the pen taught humanity what they knew not. So knowledge is very important in Islam, as it is the subject matter of the first revelation. Why is that so? Because, again, my dear sisters, going back to the purpose of knowledge in Islam, it is to help us recognize the proper place of Allah. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts his revelation to mankind by mentioning knowledge. However, in the same Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about knowledge that we are supposed to stay away from. The Quranic term for this type of knowledge is laghu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah number 23, Ayah number 3, and those who turn away from unprofitable and harmful, shameful talk and actions. This ayah tells us that there is information or knowledge that is not profitable and a believer must stay away from it. So going back to the plethora of knowledge that we are bombarded with daily, how to know if it is low? Well, my dear sisters, we could ask ourselves these two key questions. Number one, will this benefit me in this world and the hereafter? And number two, is there something else more beneficial that I can do? If an activity has benefit in the dunya or akhirah, then it is permissible, like learning to drive, going to college, working, exercising, helping others, and doing other good deeds. However, any activity that has no benefit in dunya or akhirah is classified as laghu. So now we have to ask ourselves, is scrolling through hundreds of posts on Facebook or WhatsApp defined as or classified as laghu? If so, then we are supposed to stay away from it. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The excellence and good observance of Islam by a man is to leave aside that which does not concern him." And this is narrated from At-Tirmidhi. In another hadith narrated in Riyadu Salihin, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who walks the path in search of knowledge has his path to paradise made easy by Allah." Which knowledge is this hadith talking about? I think, my dear sisters, we know very clearly by now. So now that we know what type of information or knowledge we are supposed to allow our minds to absorb, and which are we supposed to set aside or leave because it's classified as laghu, let's now discuss some challenges that we might face while learning this type of beneficial knowledge. When a person understands what is beneficial knowledge and begins to seek it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him with that very knowledge. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah number 29, ayah number 2, "Do people think that they will be left at ease simply because they say, 'We believe,' and will not be put to a test?" So this tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us no matter what. And knowledge can come with very dangerous tests. Those who fail them are destined for hell. Allahumma la taj'alna minhum, may Allah protect us all. There's a long hadith narrated in Sahih Muslim that I will mention a portion of, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, 'On the Day of Judgment, a man who had acquired and imparted knowledge and read the Quran will be brought forward. The man will say, I acquired knowledge and taught it and read the Quran for your sake, O Allah. Allah will say to him, You have lied. You acquired knowledge so that people might call you a learned man, and you read the Quran so that they might call you a reciter, and they have done so. And a command will then be issued about him, and he will be dragged on his face and thrown into the hellfire. Allahumma ajirna minan nar, may Allah protect us from the fire." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested this person with knowledge. How did he fail the test? Because of riya, or showing off, and it caused him his destruction. Throughout history, people have been tested with knowledge and they failed. The Bani Israel are a prime example. They were known to be the most knowledgeable people, yet that knowledge did not lead them to obedience of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them and they failed this test. Scholars today, many use knowledge in the wrong way to earn fame, wealth, lose the test of knowledge. So it is very important, my dear sisters, that when we are seeking knowledge, that we always purify our intentions. The most famous story in the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests an individual with knowledge, is the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam. In this story, Musa alayhi salam was given the test or trial of knowledge by Allah. I'm not going to relate the entire story here, as I'm sure many of you sisters are very familiar with it, and if anyone is not, you may look it up in any tafsir of Surah Kahf and learn about the story. The point to focus here under the topic of knowledge is the lessons we can derive from this beautiful story. I have narrowed down three lessons from the story of Musa Islam and Khidr Islam that illustrate the trial of knowledge. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one with perfect knowledge. Number two, the path to seeking knowledge requires patience. When we are in the pursuit of knowledge, especially Islamic knowledge, we must be determined and willing to overcome any obstacles and hardships. And number three, just because we don't understand the wisdom behind something doesn't mean we have the right to question Allah's decree. So these are the lessons we learned from the story. Did Musa alayhi salam pass his test of knowledge? I will let you sisters decide that on your own. So in the end, in this modern day and age, we are immersed by knowledge. However, not all of it is worth our time and effort. We must spend our time to gain beneficial knowledge, but that too comes with trials, as we discussed. I pray that may Allah guide us to that knowledge which is pleasing to Him. May Allah help us in applying that knowledge in ourselves and imparting it to others. And may Allah give us the strength and wisdom to pass all the trials and tests He will surely send our way. Until we meet again, my dear sisters, in the next Iman Booster session, wa akhru da'wana, anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.